But Ajahn, I've got actually, whenever I just cut myself or something and I see a blood, I am long stories, and then I became green and lost consciousness. Really. And I'm always...
I or what?
Of concepts.
The
chicken
starts.
I become green.
Yeah, but I mean usually when I cut myself.
But that goes into Bhavanga.
No, I mean when I see a blood, yes, then I lost consciousness. I feel very weak and lost consciousness.
So what is there at that moment?
Some kind of thinking.
When you've lost consciousness?
No thinking.
Of the Bhavanga.
Right.
So no longer mind or by condition, just Bhavanga.
We are talking about each moment in life.
After the discussion, I think it was yesterday morning, and there was a lot of talk about how no practice, no meditation, no one to do anything. And then just at the end of the conversation, you were having a quiet chat with Ajahn, and your question, I think, was what about the references to charnel grounds and so on in the Satipatthana Sutta? And can you... mention what you asked in the response?
I think I remember that Ajahn said there was the Buddha never mentioned meditation, and so I was surprised, because you know I have heard reference to meditation about different objects. I don't know how many objects of meditation there are, I just don't know. But people always talk about meditating in charnel grounds, and so I wondered where that came from. That was my question, because Ajahn said the Buddha never talked about meditating.
No meditation center in Tipitaka.
Ah. No meditation center. But he did talk about meditating in terms
developing,
of thinking.
Developing understanding.
That was the meaning of meditation.
So it depends on who understands, whether that person understand the development or think of it as just meditate without understanding.
So I think we're clarifying what meditating means in terms of thinking and reflecting, listening, thinking, and reflecting.
Or wrong understanding.
Hopefully with thinking, reflecting with right understanding.
But when it's right understanding, it develops.
It develops.
Yeah.
Ajahn, may we just go back for a moment to what you've said a number of times, and that is to understand one word at a time.
Yes.
I'm not doing it today, but over the last few days I've had a Pali dictionary with me, and if a word comes up I will often just refer to the dictionary. So it's a little bit, Charles, like the database of just getting the meaning from the book.
So we don't need learning.
So, well...
just looking up from the dictionary.
Yes, it's just getting the book. Book meaning. But what has occurred to me is that even at that level, just to have the meaning of the word without the relationship, like when we talk about citta, it seems that there is a need to know how citta relates to...
Oh, what is citta?
What is citta, but also what does citta... what is the function of
but
citta?
If we don't know citta, how can we know its function? So first of all, I think the first question should be, what is it? And then we can go on about it to understand better.
What is the next question then?
Yeah, what is it? Citta?
What is citta?
And then what reality.
And then what is the question with regard to citta after
can
that?
One know about it now? Is there citta now? The next question is there citta now?
So,
and we can go on and on.
You're suggesting that to know citta, there's the what does it mean?
Mm-hmm. And
the
then
knowledge of the citta, mm-hmm, is the only way to
understand better.
Understand its relationship with other realities, etc.
Or citta itself. Before there can be other understanding of other reality. Like what conditions it, what arises with it, what does it experience?
Yes, so already that is extending out from, mm-hmm, citta.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm saying about just the meaning of citta in itself. Like if I look it up, not enough. It's not enough. That it needs to be in the context of how citta is experienced, what citta does.
And I'm not sure about the dictionary, because I don't know whether they take just one aspect of reality. It does not cover all the meanings or reality of it.
That's right. It's not. It's certainly not enough in terms of the way we speak about citta.
But Acharya, that one word applies, I mean, it's not only about Pali, but it applies to the words we use in our daily lives, even in English, the different concepts we use. We talk about so many things without understanding. So it can be anything in daily life, all our experiences. And it could be in English, it could be anything. So
yes.
We talk about things without understanding. I think that's the point. When we need to understand what it is that we're talking about, try to understand it in experience.
I think I was struck, Charles, by you saying the database knows, and it's like the dictionary knows, but it's like it doesn't know at the level that we are trying to discuss about here.
I just would like to say something, Suki, to you say, because you are right. We talk about many things, about even Dhamma now, without the understanding, but then another question comes, so why do we talk about them?
Because they are now.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't talk about that which is not here and now.
So, and now I have another question is, what we should understand when Buddha talked about
planes.
It's animal, health, people, human being, and
Devas.
So, it is reality, or?
If you are not interested in that, no need to talk about it at all. But let's talk about what is real at this moment. For example,
so,
seeing.
So that is the story?
Yes, because seeing is seeing a dog or a cat or a human being or Deva. Or seeing is seeing. This is more important.
So why would I talk about that?
Because there are many things, not just one.
So that, but thus, is the Buddha?
Yes.
Teaching or?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Cause and result. Hell, heaven, human being, conditioned by different conditions. good deeds, bad deeds, they are different.
But there is a story.
Can they
not
bring
reality.
The... Not story. Reality. Seeing is real. Deeds or chetana, will, intention is real. Doing good deeds, doing bad deeds.
Not sorry. Not future.
Yes, now. Now good or bad deeds or no deeds now.
So I mean, the health is not... The health is referred to now or to the future?
We don't have to think about the result first. Think about now. Good deeds and bad deeds.
I should think or I should... Yeah, but I just wonder why would I talk about that?
Because he knew. He knew
now.
About everything. That anyone who can understand the cause and the result can know the difference. Why people born differently? Here and there, different. A dog is different from a cat. Why? An ant and an elephant, they're different. Would you like to know the conditions?
Not yet.
I think you are trying to say that since there are only citta and citta seekers and rupas, so animals or people or devas are just concepts. Is what you meant? Then, first?
I just say that it's because it's not now, so it is a story, so...
Why would I say about that?
I don't understand. Why would I say about that?
And he also thought about the cause for being such and such. Not just people are born different, but there are different causes for different results.
I mean, so for you, is human and animal a story?
Yeah, yes, story.
But you know that you can talk about them in terms of reality.
I think it's because the story, because it's not now, so it's a story.
Right, but you don't have any objection to talking about animals and humans in a conventional way. Achan just asked you, pointed out the difference between a cat and dog and elephants, and which you can accept that they're different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? And that they're different. And you can also understand that they're different by virtue of different births, different karmas.
Yeah.
Right? And so human being, animals different? Different causes of karmas? I mean, results of karmas? You can understand that.
Yeah.
Right. So when we talk about citta, cetasika, and cause and effect, karma and vipaka, then we don't see that much of a big difference also between human and deva. There's not much of a, you know, between animals and humans, and humans and devas. Or animals and hell beings, just different chittas and chittas, different causes and effects.
Or like a man and woman.
Yeah. But Buddha is a human being.
He's not human being, he's not deva, he's Sammasambuddho.
No, firstly, before he was enlightenment, he is a human being.
Mm-hmm.
He is not an elephant, so.
So I'm a bit like you. I'm not really very particularly interested in various planes of existence and knowing all the details, and I forget whatever I'm told because it doesn't seem so relevant to now. But I do think it's helpful to understand why, for example, some people are born blind or handicapped, or why animals are like this because of karma, because of different conditions, because otherwise one may feel, oh, it's so sad and so unfair or something like that. But when one understands about conditions and karma, everything is very fair, and one can appreciate more the importance of kusala now. So as you say, it comes back to this moment, this reality now. And for us, we can't experience cheetahs in other planes of existence, but for some, like the Buddha, they could. So for them it's reality, but for us it isn't. The details are told just so that we can understand and can clarify these doubts about why this, why that. That's all.
Yes, that's then, the point was also here that because Ajahn said before that Panya can have, must have its object, and whatever is now, it can be known. And we talk now about some kind of not so near things. To know, I agree, to know like why there is a birth in other planes, and knowing others, yeah, why they are different. But Ajahn, that's the question, because in that kind of knowledge that comes about the others' beings, how they are different, what is the object of Panya?
To understand the different causes and different results.
But then what's the object? Is it the Paramatta Dhamma or some kind of Nimitta?
With our Paramatta Dhamma, can there be anything?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like pachaya, so pachaya, the conditions.
It happened to me again that since people cannot be Buddha, so only Buddha know about the reality, for example, the future reality, we could only know about now. And when he told about the reality that people cannot know, it is something for me like he. So it's something like he threatened people who have to know, or it's like this. So it's something like I said that he likely to force. Like Ananda to be a monk, he forced people to
understand,
to understand,
or to be afraid.
Yeah.
To understand or to be afraid.
To be afraid, or
no.
So that have to understand.
No, to understand.
To understand.
Because at least the present now that in, I can say that in Vietnam, every people is go to church, go to temple because of that threat.
The fear.
It's fear, yes. So,
but not
because
you.
Buddha know everything, so if he know this result,
he doesn't need to do that. If there's reality to understand, and he always points to reality. Now, the Buddha cannot teach people, cannot use fear to.
Yeah,
or anyone can learn from fear. Nobody can learn because they're afraid. But the thing is that I was going to say, but do you really understand what a human being is? Maybe he pointed out to devas so that you could better understand what a human being is.
does a dog want to be born a dog?
I don't know.
Depends on conditions.
Yeah. I don't know the one what's
cause and result, no matter one wants or not.
And as I understand, on some planes of existence, there are fewer opportunities to hear the Dhamma. Is that right? Yes?
It was conditioned.
So it's really bad there, because to listen to Dhamma, I must come to Thailand, because nowhere I could. So it must be really bad in heaven. No, but I like here the point, because Ajahn, before you told that, how can we say this is vipaka or this is karma? Because if we before don't understand the dhammas, that's visible object, then that. And the same you talk about the conditions. How can we know those are conditioned? This, that, without previously knowing this is nama, this is rupa, this is dhamma. So I think it's no worries whether we know this is like this, this is this. I think that kind of knowledge always also come, but with proper time, when there is understanding of present realities, because actually Buddha prays only understand eye, visible object, seeing consciousness, all dhamma. So I think no worries about this, because it will come, or not.
I don't worry. I don't worry. I just ask why Buddha is about that.
Ajahn, I have a little bit of difficulty with this too, because I think about the Buddha's words when he said, "Don't believe him. Find out for yourself." In other words, to see whether his words are true. So, when we think about or talk about hell planes or devas, and how can that be understood on this plane? To test the Buddha's words.
Can there be seeing only in this world as it's conditioned to arise? It can arise anywhere.
But how does that prove that hell exists or plane of the deva? How does that prove that?
Because they're seeing right now. So is there only seeing here, or there are seeings no matter where, when there are conditions for their arising? Like hearing or anything, they arise when there are appropriate conditions for their arising.
Perhaps I think that there's enough to do on this plane.
There are so many different causes which will bring about many different results by conditions. Good karma and bad karma cannot have the same result.
To think that, okay, it's just enough to know in what happens in our plane. But when we really understand the conditionality, that everything arises by conditions, so it follows automatically that whenever there are conditions for the arising of something, then it arises, whatever is here or in another plane that we cannot know about right now. It comes together. If we think that we can discard this and just continue our understanding, and then there's no understanding really, because it follows.
And why do we have to think about other planes?
I think that's what CERN is asking. He's asking
why. Why do we have to think about that?
Why do we need to think about that?
You talked about all kinds of dharmas and all kinds of causes and effects for those who can understand it. But now, seeing arises now, so only seeing now that can be directly known. So we don't have to be concerned or worried about seeing in the deva realm. But as you ask why the Buddha talked about it, that's why, because he talked about all kinds of causes and results, but only seeing now can be known, that appears now. So it's not important. And I think that was your point.
So it can be accepted that this is an example of conditionality, but...
I think that can be understood about costs and results.
I mean, devas are humans, five kinds of humans.
But the interest may vary from...
To be interested in that, in that which cannot be experienced now.
Yes. I think that's the point, Ajahn.
I think maybe one thing that may prevent us to understand this conditionality in different planes is that we are still attached to the idea of I see and I hear. But if really, really understand that it's just seeing and hearing arise by conditions, then then it's not only now and in this plane. It happens anywhere where there are conditions for it.
Yes.
What reality can be known now?
Rupa, nama.
Just call it nama rupa, but what nama or what rupa?
Seeing, hearing.
One at a time. Now you know that, seeing. Please talk a little bit about it. It arises, yes, seeing.
Nothing to talk about seeing because I have to think about it to talk.
Can seeing not see?
Seeing cannot see.
Can anyone order seeing to see? So, it's conditioned. Without the eye base, without the visible object, there is no seeing. Is it yours?
No.
It's whose?
No one.
Where was it now, that previous one? The previous seeing, where was it now?
Gone already.
Completely, never come back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come back in Sanya.
Sanya marks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So whatever realm one's talking about, seeing is still just the characteristic of seeing. So that's the point. Seeing is still just the characteristic, just has the characteristic of seeing.
Yeah.
No matter where one's talking about, whether it's animal realm or human realm, still just the reality of seeing.
Can you see the eye? Can you see hardness?
Ajahn, I have a question about the concept actually. So everything that the Buddha said is like it pinpoint to citta, cittasika, and rupa and nibbana. So, on the other hand, if me, for example, I still see the concept of just say the development of from the fan to the air conditioning, for example. So that's to me is a different things. So how does the Buddha say about that without saying that, without just come back to the, without having the explanation of that they are just different citta and different citta sika. if I want to understand the difference between, you know, fan and
conditioner. What he taught is always about something to think about, whether it's true or not.
Yeah.